This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Because of my blood, you now stand before me without a single fault. And that's what he is saying. Can you believe that? Because the day you believe that, the day you believe in reconciliation, is the day that you start transforming your actions to line up with who he said you are.
Look no further for encouragement to walk in the grace of God. The Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app provides rewarding content that is sure to nourish your mind and soul. Treat yourself to enriching messages from Pastor Dollar on grace and walking in the likeness of Christ. Download the Creflo Dollar Ministries TV app to stream messages of hope, grace, and understanding when you need them most.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
2 Corinthians chapter 5. Second Corinthians chapter 5. Y'all, excuse me, it must have been that Baptist service we had this morning. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 through 19 in the New Living Translation. I know, baby, I got you. You just thinking about how good God been to you. I got it. Some of y'all don't know yet, but you will. Maybe you hadn't been delivered out of something significant, but he gonna deliver you out of it. You got too many witnesses in this church that can testify. You got too many people in this church that can testify about the goodness of the Lord. Sometimes I try to articulate this in a professional way, but the professional won't stay on me. Because when God gets on you, when he just breathes on you a little bit, you got to tell somebody, you got to shout about it. So it'll happen. Some of y'all going to go to the bathroom at the job, then be going to fell out. What happened to Lucia? She went to the bathroom, going, she in there praising the Lord. Lord have mercy. The tumor done left. The tumor ain't there no more. Glory to God. Thank you. All right. 2 Corinthians 5, 18 through 20 NLT. Now, see, we get in the Word, but, you know, we know Jesus. You talk about Jesus too much. Well, I ain't going back to that church no more. That's just a bunch of holy rollers. I remember my friend Andre Crouch used to say, he said, they call us holy rollers. And what they say is true. But if they knew what we were rolling about, they would be rolling too. Oh, Jesus. I feel running in my feet. Oh, Lord. I'm trying to finish this last word. Kila Bahasha. Maha, thank ya. Yeah. Thank you. Listen, let me say this. The whole world celebrate all kinds of junk. And we have a time where we can celebrate our Jesus. Ain't nothing wrong with you clapping. Ain't nothing wrong with you dancing. Ain't nothing wrong with you turning around. Ain't nothing wrong with you shouting. If anybody ought to get to shout, it ought to be Jesus. If anybody get to hand clap, it ought to be Jesus. If anybody get to sound, it ought to be Jesus. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 18 through 20. In the NLT. Somebody like, what is going on in that church? We teaching, we preaching, we praising, we dancing, we shouting, we celebrating. We celebrating Jesus. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. 19. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. Whoa. No longer counting your sins against you. Now, that don't mean you go out and act crazy. What he's saying is, I'm giving you a way out. I'm not going to count your sins against you, but be careful your sin don't come against you. What that means is there's consequences for the things we do. He says, I'm not going to count your sins. I'm no longer counting your sins against you. I turned off the sin meter. It's not counting your sins against you. So you ain't going to be able to die and say, now, how many sins I got? They're going to say zero. You're going to think, well, I'm going to keep quiet because I don't know where. That's zero. According to his mercy and grace. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. And look at verse 20. Wonderful message of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 20. So we are Christ's ambassadors. We represent him. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Find you two people today that left him and say, come back to God. That's our ministry. We got to come back to God ministry and let people know. Don't know what happened, but God is not going to let you down. Colossians 1, 20 through 22 in the NLT. Colossians 1, 20, 22. Colossians 1, 20 through 22. And through him, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you, who were once far away from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by your evil thoughts and actions. That was then. A lot of guys want to preach that to you now, and it brings shame and guilt. Yet now he has reconciled you to himself through the death of Christ in his physical body. As a result, he has brought you into his own presence, and you are holy. Oh, my God. He didn't say you act holy. He says you are holy, and the day you believe you are holy, then you'll start acting holy. But he says you are holy. Watch this. And you are blameless as you stand before him without a single fault. Now, in your head, you're thinking, now, wait a minute. That's not me. Oh, yes, it is. He talking to you when you was messed up, and he is saying, because of my blood, I now make you holy. Do you believe it? Because of my blood, I now make you blameless. Do you believe it? Because of my blood, you now stand before me without a single fault. And that's what he is saying. Can you believe that? Because the day you believe that, the day you believe in reconciliation, is the day that you start transforming your actions to line up with who he said you are. Are you listening to me? To change completely. And reconciliation, if you'll notice, it's a one-way act of God. It's made by God alone. There is no mutual give and take as in a marriage of reconciliation. Remember, God does not need to change his attitude or meet us halfway. We are the guilty party. He doesn't need to meet us halfway. God didn't come and say, now, if you meet me halfway, then I can reconcile. Now, God came up with this by himself, and regardless of what you decide to do, he decided to reconcile you. We're not debating on who the guilty party. We is the guilty party. So he decided to establish a completely new relationship. Now, let me give you one warning and I'll be done. The finished work of Christ is universal in that it covers the whole world. He came and said, I did this for the whole world. The death of Jesus was suffered enough to take care of all of the whole world. The finished works of Christ is only effective for those who believe and those who put their trust in him. It is only going to be effective for those of you who believe it and those of you who put your trust in him. And I know it's going to be hard right in the middle of some stupid happening and you're on your journey and you've been doing good and God's been transforming you. You got to believe that you're righteous even when you fall. You got to fall down saying, I'm still righteous. You got to hit the ground saying, I'm still righteous. You got to get up saying, I'm still righteous. And then when that changes, you'll say, like I said, I am the righteousness of God. Now, here's the warning. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3 in the New Living Translation. Here's the warning. And this is going to take place. It's already started. It's a warning for us to look at and to listen to. But there were also false prophets in Israel, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will cleverly teach destructive heresies and even deny the master who bought them. In this way, they will bring sudden destruction on themselves. Many will follow their evil teachings. Isn't that something? They will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality. And because of these teachers, the way of truth will be slandered. I am saying you the righteousness of God. Somebody's going to teach you what you got to do right or you ain't going to be right. And that can't work because even in the Old Testament, he says righteousness in the Old Covenant is as a filthy rag. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. Tell you that a curse gonna come on you if you don't give $20 right now. Put pressure on you to give. Tell lies to get you to give. But God condemned condemned them a long time ago. And their destruction will not be delayed. You need to make sure you really know God. Because if you don't really know God in the time of social media and stuff, you might get hooked by a false teacher. You're not reading the Bible. That the Bible is one of the protections. And they're just saying nice stuff, and you're just listening to them and write it down. Ooh, that was good. Ooh, that was good. But ooh, ain't even in the Bible. And all of a sudden, you start adapting to this way of thinking that doesn't line up with the Word of God and the Word of grace. Or you get a hold of a teacher that mixes the old with the new. A little bit of the law and a little bit of grace. A little bit of before the cross and a little bit of after cross. And logically, you'll think that's okay. But Jesus made it very clear. You cannot put new wine in old wine, or you'll lose the benefit of both of them. In other words, he's saying you can't live by mixtures. You're going to have to either believe this or not believe it, because we're there. The time has come. All creation has been waiting for the manifestations of the Son of God. I didn't mind us partying for a little bit there, shouting, screaming, jumping, hollering, all of us, because I knew I was going to calm you down, because you need to hear. That shouting, that's extracurricular. That's like PE when you was in school. Church ought not just be PE. Amen. In closing, 1 Corinthians 15, 17 through 19 says, if Christ is not raised, our faith is in vain. It is worthless. Everything we stand on is based on him being raised from the dead. He prophesied, destroy this church, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. They thought he was talking about the building. He was prophesying about him. If Christ was not raised from the dead, this whole thing's a sham. Christ was raised from the dead. And a lot of you, along with me and Taffy, believe that Christ was raised from the dead. The resurrection affirms the truthfulness of God. The resurrection proves that he is the Son of God. It proves Jesus was the sinless sacrifice which satisfied the Father's wrath. And this resurrection is giving us a living hope. Our Jesus was raised from the dead, and he is alive today. I ain't got nothing to say. You get anything out of that? Every head bowed. Father, in celebration of the Word that was made flesh, the Word that dwelt amongst men, that had Jesus not come, we just still would not have any idea what you're like. But Jesus showed up, and we have an idea of what you like. Jesus said, if you have seen me, you've seen the Father. And today we are so grateful and honored to celebrate your masterpiece work in your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that the Spirit of God now will begin to minister to people, and that you'll bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light. That while I was teaching, Lord, the Holy Spirit was speaking and teaching and saying things that wasn't even coming out of my mouth. Today, we declare our dependence upon you. Today, we declare our trust. We trust you. And for the rest of this year, Lord, we lean on you to be our guide and our helper, our strengthener. Show us the way. Sometimes we think we know the way. Your word said there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. We don't want to go by the way that seems right. We want to go by the way that is right. Help us to hear you with clarity, that we may follow you, that we may understand that our relationship with you happens every day that we wake up and begin to live. And in our living, we discover you more and more. And through our tribulations, and you bring us out, we get a deeper and deeper revelation of who you are. That we're not just going to put you in just a closet for just an hour, but we need you to walk with us every day and to put us to sleep every night and to wake us up and do it all over again as we grow strong to know who you are. Let your anointing be on these families. Touch with your healing power. Change their minds through your goodness and your grace. It's my prayer.
Avoid the danger of non-belief. There is an ongoing battle inside our minds that makes it more important than ever to reject the false solutions the world offers. Creflo Dollar presents a timely three-message series, Only Believe. Secure your copy today with a love gift of $9 or more. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore. It's time to end the battle.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere. All of this is at your fingertips with our state-of-the-art custom-designed app. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages, sermon series, and more. Add events to your calendar, set reminders, get directions, share with friends, and even give securely through this platform. Visit CreflodollarMinistries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
We want to be sure we are living according to what God has taught us about giving. And we understand that giving and receiving is a spiritual law. It's a reflex of God's love. And I'm so glad that Taff and I begin to understand how to walk in this principle. But we give not out of necessity. We give out of a cheerful heart. We give because we're grateful and we're thankful to what God has done. You know, I want you to pray about becoming a giver into Creflo Dollar Ministries today. And if this ministry has blessed you in any way, consider sowing a seed of any amount, and we will greatly appreciate it. Thank you in advance for your support, and God bless you.
Your financial donations into this ministry work all over the world to change countless lives. If you'd like to support our efforts to save the lost, you may call in or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org today. God bless you.
There is a purpose for your life, and you are meant to do great things. The key to reaching your destiny is to grow in your understanding of God's grace. Introducing Grace Life Academy, an innovative approach to learning God's Word. Grace Life Academy offers unlimited access with hundreds of hours of online teachings from Creflo Dollar. For one low monthly subscription, you'll have access to comprehensive video Bible lessons that include features such as e-courses, study guides, an online community, quizzes, and more. In as little as 15 minutes a day, you can study God's Word, be encouraged, and learn how to study the Bible, how to overcome fear, how to better your relationships, and so much more. And the best news, it's free for 30 days. Now is the time for you to take control of your life and join Grace Life Academy. Text GLA to 51555 to get started right now, or go online to mygracelifeacademy.com.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you and understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers all around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And subscribe to Creflo Dollar Ministries on YouTube for live services and more. Together with you, we are making the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Salvation is the beginning of a new life for a believer. It is from this point that we can move into the fullness of who God has called us to be and see the manifestation of the finished works of Jesus. It is one of my greatest pleasures to help people to understand who Christ is and to lead people to Christ. If you would like salvation today, pray this prayer with me. Very simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus. I believe that he died, that he rose again, and that he lives today. Come into my life. Save me. I receive you as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you pray that prayer with me, that's how simple it is. Welcome to the family of God.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.